Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful to God for another opportunity to share with our listening audience tonight relevance. Amen. Empowerment. Amen. We are excited. We are excited. We're excited for those who have called in on tonight, and we're excited also for those who are in the chat room. Amen. Wow. Glory to God. We thank God for that. Tonight, we have been blessed. We got a celebrity in the house on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are grateful to God. Amen. To have with us as our guest this evening, April Richardson Boyd, who is the founder of the CEO Circle of VA. April is from Boynton, Virginia, and I've known this woman of God for some years. I've known her for some years, and we have not been connected, but I've watched for some years. Amen. And in this season of her life, God has seen fit to bring her dream, her vision, her purpose to fruition. And so she's now flowing in that in a phenomenal way. The CEO Circle is about women being committed to communicating, empowering, and helping other women operate in excellence in every area of their lives. And so, April, thank you so much for being with us on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I am so grateful. I want you to tell us in your own words, because I can read to our listening audience from the bio, but if you could just share with me, because I know a little bit about the beginning, and to know and understand the path that you've had to take to get to this place, share that with our listening audience on tonight, if you would.
Well, I was just sitting here, and I was talking to one of my girlfriends, my Yaya, and was telling her about how the past with you and I, and how I was telling her about the whole 7 years ago when I had the very first women's conference back in 2007.
Amen.
You were one of my speakers back then.
Amen.
And later that year, we moved to North Carolina, and it dawned on me tonight that I had to go to North Carolina to get what I needed, but then I had to come back home and finish the work.
See, I'm ready to throw my shoe with you on that right there. Oh, my God, yes.
It's been
amazing.
Because Angela also reminded me the other night of how when we were talking about this last year, Trakeisha and Deja, who are also two other contributing partners with the CEO Circle, Trakeisha reached out about having something, just something for women to get together, maybe a Bible study in the area, and there was nothing here. And I was like, well, you know, I had thought about doing it, but I put it off. You know, maybe somebody else will do it and we can just go and support. So that didn't happen. And a couple of months later, we ran into each other in church. It was women there at church, and they came. And I was like, y'all know, we really need to go ahead and make this happen. It was still, months went by, we didn't do anything. And then one Sunday morning, it was like, basically, God was like, this is it. Today's the day. You have to move. And that was October the 11th, 2015. And I said, maybe we can get together on Saturday morning, and the women will just let their hair down. We can have some coffee and pastries. And, you know, just have a good time. We've had, I think, coffee and pastries one Friday night, but it has just been phenomenal. We've had our gatherings each month, and we've seen the ladies grow. We've seen manifestation. We've seen them put into action their desires and go for what they wanted. And it's just been amazing. Been amazing just to sit back and watch what has transpired in just 1 year.
Amen, amen. That's so powerful. And when I said I was ready to throw a shoe at you, because very similar to what you stated about how you can start in a place and God will move you for a season, and then He'll send you back to that place. And my husband and I have been having that same conversation, because before my father passed earlier this year, the Lord had spoke to us about going back to where I came from, that little place where I came from. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah, I can relate to that. You know, But it has taken for you, I'm sure, that when you left Boynton and you went to North Carolina, there was a maturing, a grounding in you such that you would be able to come back now with the power and the influence and the authority to release that which God has given you, and you don't have to flinch. So what would you say? Because in hearing you with what you're doing, you said you're experiencing the manifestation and you're seeing the change. What tools, what resources are you using in the CEO circle that are feeding these women who come? What does that look like? What does that feel like?
One of the things that I said in the beginning that I wanted to be a resource. I wanted the people to be able to, when there was a need or when there was an idea, that they could reach out to the CEO circle as a resource, or kind of like, I guess, like the middleman, the person that you know that can get to this, or you know that one of the things I believe that we as women, we don't communicate a whole lot, and that was one of our things, was to teach each other, teach the women how to communicate, because I believe that you have something that I need, I have something that you need, but if we don't communicate, then we don't know that. So I believe that there are resources all around us, but it's just the point of communicating. I believe that there are a lot of issues. I say all the time, we all have issues. They're not the same issues, but we all have issues. And there might be something that I've gone through that can help you or even possibly prevent you from going through the same thing. But if I never share or never tell my story, I can't help anybody.
Amen. Amen.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the word says, you know, some will come by the testimonies of others. I paraphrase that, of course. Yeah, it is important. I think even with the communication, you know, that we as women especially also need to become active listeners. Because we're so busy to ta 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 ta
ta ta
ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta ta to also be a receiver. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
good. That's good. And so you know, as I share with you, with what you do with the CEO circle, it's just really, I mean, like that was an extension. That was like my arm for what we do with empowerment. Because when I started several years ago, I'm thinking now maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, to think it's been that long, God, wow. When I did that, it was about empowering women because I tell people all the time, you may see me and you say, oh, she's a nice speaker. Oh, she seems very nice. She seems pretty put together. She looked mean, but I think that's a pretty nice woman. And I tell them all the time, but I don't look like what I've been through.
Right.
And when I do begin to share my story of what God has brought me through, that's what birthed in me the empowerment place. So the women could come, just like you're doing now, April. And that's why this blesses me so much. This is where I started. What you're doing right now is where God had me to start with the empowerment place. It'll be 5 years, and almost 5 years ago.
Wow.
That's exactly where he had me to start. And so I did that, and people were coming, and deliverance was taking place, and impartation happening, and healings happening. And nobody, there was no spirit of competition, but it was a place where we could come together in oneness of mind and oneness of spirit, and allow God to be God. And I've never been to your CEO circle, but I know the spirit of what it is. I already know.
Yep.
I already know the spirit of what it is because I know you. I thank God for this being another venue, another vessel that God can use to bring about the change that he desires in his women. in this mm-hmm. season, because, boy, do we have a role to play in what's to come.
Yes, we do. That's right. That's right.
Woo!
That is
boy,
so true.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah, get ready. Amen. I did notice on Facebook that the CEO Circle actually has an event coming up this weekend. Is it this
yes.
weekend?
This
Amen.
This
Tell us
Saturday.
A little bit about that.
Saturday, December the 10th at 10 a.m., it'll be at the Robert E. Lee Auditorium in Chase City, Virginia. This is actually our second annual Be Good to You extravaganza. We did have our first one on last year, which is actually our second gathering. This one is a little bit different, our Be Good to You extravaganza. This is where we invite vendors in so the ladies that are there can get a little bit of that last-minute Christmas shopping done. So that won't be an excuse as why you can't come, you know. I've got to do my Christmas shopping, but we'll have that there for you. We're going to have people – we're preparing for 2017, and we want to be able to empower the women to be able to make sound decisions and have things ready to go for 2017. So this weekend we're speaking. There'll be someone there to speak about mental health, the finance part of it. Of course, there we always I always say this isn't church, but my Jesus is welcome everywhere. So
I know that's right.
Evangelist Youth Pastor Jessica Jones will be our guest speaker for the day, and because she is who she is, I'm sure there will be preaching before it's all over with, and we are okay with that.
Amen.
My yayas, which are my sister girlfriends, they're going to be on the panel for the day. So if anyone has any questions, they are allowed to ask questions to the panel. We'll have a space for that, as well as my husband is introducing his mentoring program. It's called Unity, and he will be introducing that. And Cindra Jones Yancey will be before him, and she is going to give us a rundown of how the whole mentorship works on the responsibility of the mentor as well as the mentee. So she's going to educate us on how this all plays out, and then he's going to kind of break it down for what our specific one will be.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
So we're excited.
Now, will somebody
we're
be
excited.
There? Will somebody be there with your book?
What book?
I'm plugging. Yeah. Don't you have a book?
Book?
You didn't write a book?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see one, April.
What, Valerie? Prophetess? What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, I see a book, April. Okay. Why are you laughing? Why are you
okay.
laughing? Why are you laughing? Okay, we're going to Oh, God, I love you. Oh, that's good. That sounds like a full day. Chase City. Why are you laughing?
Yes.
Chase City. How far away is that from me? Let me calculate.
Probably about an hour and a half for you. It's just a hop, skip,
yeah,
and jump.
Yeah, that's not too. A hop, skip,
yeah.
and jump. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, amen. That might be the place
yeah.
for us to be on Saturday. Amen.
On Saturday,
Chase
10
City.
a.m. Uh-huh.
That's a good time.
A good time.
Amen. A good time.
We'll
Amen.
Have, yes,
Amen.
A good time.
We do have some callers on the line tonight. If anyone does
okay.
have a question for the founder of CEO Circle, Ms. April Richardson Boyd, please press 1, and we'll gratefully bring you live on the air with us. Amen. Amen. So what do you think, April, with this start, with this tremendous start that God has blessed you with this
mm-hmm.
ministry? What's next? Can you share a little bit about what's next? Yeah.
What is next? There is so much. There's so much. Of course, every round goes higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
mm-hmm.
looking to empower even more next year in 2017. We just have a few more days. But I believe that you can only empower those who want to be empowered. So I need the ladies to realize that they have to come with an open mind and with an open heart and want to change. No matter how much we say or how many speakers we bring in from all over the world, until you want to change yourself, it won't happen. But if you want to and you make the effort and you do your work, it can happen. God is no respecter of person, and if he did this for me, he can do great and mighty things for you.
Amen.
He's good like that.
Amen.
He's good like that. Yeah.
And that is that's important. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Greater empowerment.
Yeah.
So with your husband's mentorship with Unity,
will
that integrate into how will that integrate into the CEO circle? Will
with
it be
the
a
CEO
separate
circle?
Component?
So it will be like an extension, I'm going to say, because, of course, we're reaching out to the younger generation, and we'll have the mentors from the area. And, of course, he will be over the guys. That component, and of course I would want, the way I'm wanting it to flow, is that the ladies from the CEO circle will be the mentors for the young ladies. We will have applications on Saturdays for the mentors to fill out and get back to us. The deadline for those applications is Friday, December 30th. We would love for them to fill them out there, so we can get to work on processing the application. But we will do that, and then we will contact those who were chosen to be mentors and have a meeting with them in January to kind of let them know the game plan and how it's all going to go. And then in February will be our first kickoff, the debut for our first meeting for the Unity Mentor Group. And the way it's going to go, they're going to have 6 months with the mentor, and hopefully the relationship will grow and they'll want to continue. But if they feel like they've reached a place where it's okay and they can, move on, then we'll go with another round for another 6 months.
Amen.
Like that. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Do you have an age limit on the individuals that you will mentor?
It's 0 to 18.
Okay. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Again, there we are, like, because we have empowerment place. My husband has Empower Me Mentor that he's working on for Boys to Men as well. There we go again. Amen. Amen, amen. So I am grateful and I am excited for what God is doing through you, especially in that region.
God be the glory.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing. It is a great thing. So if individuals want more information about the CEO circle, are there any prerequisites that they need? Are there any specifics that they have to be a part of or know?
No, and that was
any
that
of
was
that
a,
in order
I
to
think
be a part
something...
of the CEO circle.
Right. I think that was something that I didn't make clear in the very beginning. And it's nothing to join. All you have to do is show up. It's nothing of, no club or anything like that. It is open to the public. Well, it's geared towards women, of course. And like I said, we're all about empowering the women, helping them to be better women, and living in excellence in every area of their lives. So all they have to do is show up. Show up. I put out the calendar for the monthly meetings for every month from January to December of 2017. So you can go ahead and mark your calendars now, save the date, so there won't be any excuses as to why you missed such a great event. But we're just looking to just to help our women. I want them to know that just because they're here, that you're not just stuck here. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a product of your environment. There is better.
Absolutely. 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 Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would tell those that I meet with on a consistent basis that despite what's taking place in your life, allow it to be a teaching moment.
Mm-hmm.
but not your definitive moment. Let it teach you, but don't let it define
you. Learn from it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, that's when they become empowered. And I think that, you know, when we talk of empowerment, so often you hear people say, you know, God placed me here to be an encourager. Okay, well, don't encourage me, because you can encourage me right now, but by the time I done got home, I'm back to where I was again. But if you empower me, that's like taking them to the lake and not giving them fish, but showing them how to fish. That's empowerment.
Right. So what am I going to do after I get home?
Yeah, don't just pat me on my back, but show me how to get what I need to get. So when you're not there to pat me on my back, I can get what I need to get.
I can go for mine.
That's empowerment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm about to get excited. I'm going to bring it on back. Bring it on back.
Don't get excited. Don't
bring
get
it on
excited.
Back. Bring it on back. Oh, I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love what God is doing. I love the way that he's working.
Awesome.
I love the exposure that comes. So that such that 217 has got to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because now people are really understanding what you're about. I guess, you know, a lot of times when people saw the CEO circle, they were like, well, I'm not an executive officer. I can't go there.
Right.
And that's
that
why
is
it's
so
important to know your acronyms. Yeah, we know what a CEO means, but why didn't you, what is CEO?
Communicating.
That's communicating, empowering, and operating.
And operating.
That's what CEO is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we know God is the CEO. He is the CEO.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. That's awesome.
We don't take anything from that at all.
Amen. 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 Well, do you have some contact information for somebody who's maybe listening live now or maybe listen in the archive? Because once we're done, this will go in the archive. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on our webpage for people to listen to at a later time. If they're interested in the CEO circle or having you as a guest speaker with something that they're doing with empowerment, how do they reach you?
Our website is www.theceocirclevA, as in Virginia. That's theceocirclevA, .com. Our email is theceocirclevA. @gmail.com. And we have our Facebook page, which is the CEO Circle. My personal Facebook page is April Richardson Boyd. So you can inbox me there, or you can call me at 434-265-279.
Amen.
I think
that's all. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
and
it's
Instagram.
Go ahead. Awesome.
Instagram is the CEO Circle VA. As well on Instagram.
Amen. Amen. Well, April, I thank you. I thank you for your time, for coming
thank
on and
for
sharing
having
with us
me.
Tonight. Oh, baby, you blessed me. You blessed me. You blessed me. Amen. I'm excited. Yes. Yes. I am just excited. I get excited when I see, when I understand a piece of the process, you know, being there in the beginning and then looking at it now. Because I said, oh, when I grow up, I'm going to be like April.
No, don't be like April. Be better. Be better.
Yeah, so I am just really excited about what God is doing. And listeners, we want to invite you, you know, go ahead and fix your schedule. You know, the only thing you had planned to do Saturday was to go eat and shop. Now, come on, meet us in Chase City for this extravaganza, this opportunity to be empowered. And see, I tell people on Empowerment Plays before we close out every episode, I say take time every day to empower yourself. But then after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else.
That's
what the CEO Circle does. They've been empowered.
Yeah.
They are a resource. They are teachers. They know how to communicate. They have fun. They have fellowship. And what they want to do is instill some of that into those who will take the time to come and be willing to be transformed according to God's plan and his purpose for their lives. So consider being in Chase City on Saturday. to get some clarity, to help you to even prepare for this next year. I know for many people, you've gone through some stuff, and God knows I have. Oh, this has been a year. But God has been in the midst of it. God has been there to hold me when I couldn't be held and to prop me when I was leaning to the side. He's been there and strengthened me through this year. And now here we all have an opportunity to come together to this extravaganza, to talk about money, to talk about our God relationship, to understand who we are as mentors and the responsibility. There's so much that will be imparted into the lives of those who are willing to take the time to come. And this very tool could be the thing to help you gather all the little things you need in these last few days of 2016 so that when 2017 opens up, you can flow from the very beginning.
Yes.
You can flow from the very beginning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Tell your husband I said thank you for allowing you to take this time and share with us. Tell your boys thank you. I appreciate them. Amen, amen. We thank God. Any last things you want to share with us, April, before we get ready to close on tonight?
Don't have anything. I just want to say thank you again for this, my first live radio internet interview. I appreciate you so much. I thank everybody for their support. I thank my team for sticking with me, for catching the vision and running with it. I appreciate you all so much. And most importantly, I thank you for your prayers because they mean the most.
Amen. 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 So, God, we do thank you. We thank you for this time you've allowed us to share, God. I thank you for April. And I thank you for the vision that you've placed in her. God, I thank you for how you're flowing through her and those attached, a part of the CEO circle. God, I thank you for the expansion of that which you've given her. I thank you for the expansion. Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
God, I thank you. Oh, well, Jesus, I thank you for such a time as this. You're moving. You're moving. You're bringing clarity to your people, God. You are allowing us to walk in purpose, to fulfill the original intent for that which you placed us in the earth. And, God, for that, we say thank you. We ask that you would bless everyone on the line on tonight, God, even those who will listen at a later date. Bless them, oh, God. What you've done in April, what you've done in us with empowerment, God, you're able to do the same thing for them. God, that they would make the vision plain, that they would write it upon the tablet, that they understand their purpose and walk according to your will, plan, and purpose for their lives. Then, God, we're asking you and we're thanking you in advance, oh, God, for opening it up, God, for your
thank
glory.
You, God.
God, now as we move through these next few days until we gather together in Chase City on Saturday, God, just speak to us, speak through us, have your way in us, oh, God, for your glory. And we'll be careful to give you all praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you so much, April. Listeners,
love
thank you so
too.
Much for joining us tonight. Amen. The Empowerment Place has live broadcast each Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. with a relevant kingdom teaching, either myself or another guest. On Thursday nights, at least once a month, Prophetess Cheryl Forrest is on with Healing and Prayer Manifestation broadcast Thursdays at 8. So if this was a blessing to you, consider coming back and joining us again, for it is our desire that you are empowered. Until next time, we say God bless and we love you.
Thank you.